Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Rafael Benitez has revealed the key difference between Everton owner Farhad Moshiri and Newcastle United owner Mike Ashley. The Spaniard was in charge at Newcastle between 2016 and 2019, guiding them to promotion from the Championship in 2016-17. He then led the Magpies to back-to-back mid-table finishes in the top flight before leaving. This was despite him not being sufficiently supported in the transfer market. Well, he said, "After my last experience in the Premier League at Newcastle, not spending any money due to Mike Ashley, it's great to now have owners with a different spirit." Moving on, a Newcastle United duo Emil Krath and Ryan Fraser have been called up to the Sweden and Scotland squads respectively, ahead of October's international break. Krath's Sweden face back-to-back World Cup qualifiers against Kosovo and Greece, while Fraser's Scotland will line up against Israel and the Faroe Islands. Jan Andersson's Sweden welcome Kosovo to Solna's Friends Arena for a Group B clash on Saturday the 9th of October before another game against Greece at the same venue on Tuesday the 12th of October. And Steve Clarke's Scotland have a pair of big fixtures to look forward to as well, with Israel first up at Hampden Park on the 9th of October before a trip to the Faroe Islands on the 12th of October. Finally, widely regarded as one of the Premier League's most exciting attackers, according to recent reports, Newcastle's Alan Saint-Maximin is attracting the interest of some of the division's biggest clubs, including Chelsea. The latest report claims that the rapidly paced winger could be set for a bumper transfer next summer. Saint-Maximin joined the Magpies in 2019 for a very modest £16.2 million from French side Nice. Since joining, the 24-year-old has gone on to feature in 63 matches in all competitions. He's contributed directly to 23 goals along the way. That's all for now. We'll have more later.